Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Fiona is a Category 3 storm right on top of Grand Turk Island, with top sustained winds at 115 miles per hour. Fiona's outer bands are pouring more rain on a devastated Puerto Rico. Life-threatening flooding has overwhelmed the island. NPR's Luis Treyes says rural areas far from the capital, San Juan, are in danger.
This is very concerning, especially in smaller towns on the southeastern tip of the island and across central mountainous region in the island. And so rivers have been overflowing, and the National Guard has reportedly rescued more than 900 people from the floodwaters.
NPR's Luis Treyes reporting from San Juan. The United Nations General Assembly has opened its latest session in New York. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a sharp rebuke in his opening remarks. He says nations are gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction. He says nations are not ready or are not willing to face major challenges threatening the future of humanity. Guterres cited the war in Ukraine, the world climate emergency, and reversals in meeting UN goals, such as ending extreme poverty. British Prime Minister Liz Truss has acknowledged a new trade deal between the UK and the US is unlikely. Philip Marks reports Truss is traveling to the UN General Assembly, where she'll meet President Biden.
Truss said such a deal would not happen in the, quote, short to medium term, years after the country's Brexit campaign promised trading arrangements outside the European Union would provide Britain with significant advantages. The UK government previously promised a US trade deal would be struck by 2022, but Truss said there were currently no negotiations ongoing ahead of a Wednesday meeting with Biden. US officials had made clear to her predecessor Boris Johnson that such a deal was not a priority, and they had concerns over the post-Brexit trading status of Northern Ireland. Britain's opposition Labour Party said Truss's admission was a, quote, embarrassment ahead of her first overseas trip as Prime Minister. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks.
Stocks open lower this morning as investors await action from the Federal Reserve on interest rates. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 376 points in early trading.
The central bank begins a two-day policy meeting in Washington today. When it wraps up tomorrow, officials are widely expected to order another substantial jump in interest rates in an effort to curb demand and tamp down inflation. Rising borrowing costs are already affecting the housing market. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage topped 6% last week for the first time since 2008. Despite the rising rates, home building activity picked up a bit last month. Builders broke ground on 3.4% more single-family homes in August than they did the month before. That uptick could be short-lived, however. Permits for single-family homes, which are a signal of future building plans, dropped by 3.5% last month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now down more than 1%. This is NPR. Russian-backed figures in the Ukrainian regions of Luhansk and Donetsk say they're going to hold snap referendums starting Friday. Votes will apparently be about whether the Ukrainian regions should join Russia. The Kremlin hasn't given an official statement, but if the Russian-occupied regions are seen to approve this, it could help Russia marshal support for a wider military campaign to protect what it will call its expanded territory. A U.S. Navy sailor is on trial in Southern California for allegedly committing arson on the USS Bonhomme Richard. From member station KPBS, Steve Walsh reports the fire broke out on the amphibious assault ship 2 years ago.
Prosecutors painted Seaman Apprentice Ryan Sawyer Mays as a disgruntled sailor who washed out of SEAL basic training after 2 days. Mays' defense counsel questioned whether the government will be able to prove that the fire was arson. Attorney Gary Barthol, a spokesman for the defense, says it's one reason Mays opted to have a trial by judge.
There's a lot of emotion. A lot of the sailors that were on the Bonhomme Richard, they all have personal feelings as to what occurred on that day and the days following.
The defense wants to show a pattern of unsolved fires, including a fire on the USS Essex that same morning. Another fire was found on the Bonhomme Richard a month before the fire that destroyed the billion-dollar warship. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.
Seattle's unionized public school teachers will release results of their vote on a proposed contract today. Earlier this month, about 6,000 Seattle educators went on strike for nearly a week. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.